There's never going to be a load of new technologies. These are technologies that currently exist in clinic that most people will know about. If you can go and find for each one of those buckets a home use device that can mimic some of the power that you can get in a professional environment, that is the source of my inspiration.
This is a special announcement for my French audience. Très cher public français. Cette interview de Lawrence Newman, le fondateur de la marque Current Body, a été intégralement réalisée en anglais. Pour les non-anglophones, je vous rassure, une traduction est disponible sur le blog beautytoaster.fr. Hello, my name is Chantal Soutarson and I'm your host on Beauty Toaster, the first beauty expert podcast in French. On the occasion of his visit to France, I was able to interview Lawrence Newman, the founder and CEO of Current Body, the most famous home beauty devices brand in the world. His expertise, LEDs, notably with that face mask scene in a famous series broadcast on Netflix. You know, this little American intern who dresses in ready-to-wear clothes to go to work in a Parisian communication agency. I'm making fun of it a little, but in truth, I love it. Coming back to Current Body, you will discover that the brand was not born yesterday and that its success owes a lot to the expertise and the intuition of its creator. Now, go to your headphones. It's Beauty Toaster time. Hello, Lawrence.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Sure. My name is Lawrence Newman. I'm the CEO and founder of Current Body. We're the largest retailer of home-use beauty devices in the world. We also have our own products as well, which I'm looking forward to discussing with you.
Yeah. So, yes, at first, Current Body was a platform selling other brands' beauty devices.
That's right. Let me tell you a little bit about my background and the background of Current Body.
Of course.
So I'm actually from an aesthetic background. I used to sell devices into clinics and spas, hospitals and salons, beauty salons. And I've also owned my own clinics as well. So have quite a lot of experience of the technology that's seen in clinics, but also of what the expectations and the types of treatments that the patients want as well. And it was through those two parts of my career that I realized that at some point, these types of devices would be miniaturized and used at home safely and effectively. People sometimes think Current Body is an overnight success, but actually this started in 2009, quite a long time ago. And at that time, there was no devices. It was very much just an idea. The only types of devices that people used at home were probably like muscle-stimulating treatments like Slender Tone for getting your abs instead of going to the gym. Actually, some of these things still exist.
Yeah, exist.
But the important thing to remember and the whole idea of Current Body is that there are various different technologies that exist in clinics. Radio frequency, microcurrent, laser and IPL for hair removal, LED treatments, to give you an idea. And each one of those are probably the most popular technologies across the world, not just in France, but in most countries. And now, from 2009 through to 2023, we see each one of those technologies that can be miniaturized, and now people can have a treatment at home with the types of devices that we have on the table in front of us. Of course, some of those devices have been manufactured by partners of ours that we work with. And then more recently, we've started using the knowledge we have of both the tech and the customer. We started to develop our own devices.
When and why did you decide to develop your own range of beauty devices?
So one of the things that we realized over the years of working in technology was we knew what the customer wanted. So the biggest gap was in LED. And I think it's for many reasons. Number one, it's very, very successful treatment. It works. Number two, it's quite easy to explain and it's quite visual.
Yeah.
So various things have happened over the last few years. Social media has become significant in beauty. So being able to see these types of treatments, it's been really important. Being able to see instant results is what everyone always wants in the beauty industry. And LED gives you that glow and feeling of a sort of successful treatment within 15 to 20 minutes after the treatment. And also, it's easy to understand. And I think this is probably right across most territories that we sell in, but particularly in France, people are always skeptical of these types of treatments, as they should be. And they want information and they want education. And LED is one of the more simple technologies to explain because everyone understands light. And most people have also had a treatment of some sort, likely using an LED. And it may be for pain.
Yeah.
It may be for a condition like acne or psoriasis, but it also might be for anti-aging. And that's why we decided to develop specifically within the technology of LED.
Okay. And your bestseller is the Current Body face mask.
That's correct.
What makes it different from others?
Well, first of all, you're right. There are other face masks around. I'm sure you've seen lots of them. This mask was actually brought out in 2018. So this has had several years on the market and is now pretty mature. And over that time, we've developed our technology, and not all LEDs are equal. So there are some devices that cost 30 euros and there's some devices that cost 300 euros. And my advice to any of your listeners is to make sure, first of all, that it's not one of the 30 euro devices, because it's not possible to make anything using correct, regulated technology at that type of price.
Of course.
Also, not all LEDs, as in the LEDs that sit in our silicon mask, are equal. So how they're manufactured, how they deliver the LED light, is all very, very different from one device to another. And we have a couple of different things in ours, one of which is called pillow technology. And it's all about not how many LEDs are in there, but how the LED is actually transmitted across the face so you get the correct coverage. Make sure that it's a safe LED. And to do that, we also go through a manufacturing process that nobody else does, where all of the LEDs are checked and anyone that isn't to the right standard is discarded. We call this a binning process. And we call our pillow technology, we call it pillow technology because instead of the light emitting directly into a very small, if you can imagine, like this, it actually disperses the light. So you get a uniformity across all areas of the face.
All right.
The other thing, and I mentioned it just before, is about regulation. And every country in the world has different regulations, whether it's medical device regs in across Europe, whether it's FDA in America, whether it's KFDA in Korea, TGA in Australia. I could name every one for you. Each one costs a huge amount of money, but also shows that the product has been correctly tested, has the right manufacturing process behind it. It's really important. I would always advise that people know what they're putting on their face. If it's a technology, you wouldn't just put any retinol cream on your face without knowing that it's the right one. So always make sure that the device that you're looking at has got the correct background. Very important.
And we saw the mask in Emily in Paris. Did the sale skyrocket?
Well, it did, yes. It was, I didn't realise, I didn't know what Emily in Paris was, to be honest, until it was on there.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm a bit old-fashioned, aren't I? But I didn't know about it. Someone had to tell me. Look, the mask has, I mean, as I said, one of the popularity of the mask has been it's been worn by so many celebrities over so many years. Some huge celebrities. And of course, Emily in Paris, I tell you the story. A colleague of mine, I say a colleague of mine, a contact of mine was actually in Paris for the opening.
Yeah.
Because it was the first episode of series three.
Oui, yeah.
And the person worked for a big fashion company.
Okay.
And I got a text message saying, "Lawrence, Emily's wearing your mask." And I said, "Well, how do you know it's our mask?" And he said, "Well, it says Current Body on the front of the mask." And then I realized, of course, when we saw it, she's standing in, you know, in front of the Eiffel Tower, amazing. And so I think in product placement, it's probably up there with one of the most famous in beauty now.
Of course.
Incredible for us as a business.
Of course, yeah.
But we were already known as being the most famous LED mask. So that is why it was chosen. And my colleagues at Current Body will tell you that it was actually being used by the makeup artists at Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how it came about. So it was all not
right.
paid. It wasn't something that...
Really?
No, it wasn't something that we thought was a good idea. Oh, let's put it on Emily. It was complete chance that it was being used as part of their makeup routine to improve their skin.
The skin, yeah.
And somebody said, wouldn't this look amazing
on
TV?
On TV.
And this is what happened. This is the story.
Amazing,
yes.
Amazing. Of course, when something is very successful, and you spoke about it earlier, one can expect it to be copied. How do you deal with that?
I think it's a good thing, really, that you get copied. It's a sign that you're doing something right, is the case. And look, you know, you obviously know everything there is to know about beauty. And how many retinol creams are on the market, or vitamin C, or, you know, this is what you'd expect. And actually, I don't see it as a negative, as long as the types of products on the market are well made,
safe
and effective. And actually, we talked a little bit off air. This is an embryonic part of the beauty industry, but also the fastest growing, and no doubt has one of the biggest futures, because nobody will tell me that technology isn't going to improve, the same as your iPhone or any other technology, your television. Mm. The same thing in beauty, right? Everything is improving. Mm. So the market needs more products. We are about being beauty device experts. So we will look at every other device. And probably in the last week, I've been sent at least 3 or 4 other LED products. And some of them are very good.
Yeah.
So look, you always have knockoff products. And as I said to you before, you should always check. But you know, as a business, we keep evolving our LED.
Of course.
We keep looking for improvements. Mm. And we keep innovating some of the things that we're doing. So we talked about products for hair, for the lip, for example. So as long as you stay ahead, I think it's not a problem.
Mm.
And as long as the products coming on the market are good, I think it's important to help grow the market.
And you have developed other devices with LED and other technologies. What is your source of inspiration?
Well, it's a good question. I'm not sure I'm particularly inspired these days, but when I first started, my source of inspiration was exactly what I said, which is, and it's not particularly clever, but the technologies that already exist.
Yeah.
There's never going to be a load of new technologies. These are technologies that currently exist in clinic that most people will know about. If you can go and find for each one of those buckets a home use device that can mimic some of the power that you can get in a professional environment, that is the source of my inspiration.
Yeah.
It's a simple model, and so far it's working well, because we have one product of our own, but also we work with other brands in each one of those different technologies. I think also in terms of inspiration, there are some technologies in clinic or some treatments that haven't made its way to home yet.
Mm.
Okay. For example, we know a lot of women go for treatments for veins on the face.
Mm.
To the best of my knowledge, there's no treatment for home for this. Usually it's laser or thermocoagulation. Sclerotherapy, these types of treatments.
Yeah.
And then there are some things like acne, psoriasis, where I don't believe there's absolutely ideal treatments yet for home, but they're being developed. So my inspiration comes from understanding what patients or what customers are looking for or having treatments in, making sure that they... you know, there's demand for that, and then finding appropriate products that can work at home safely and effectively.
Recently, you conducted a study comparing results between skincare, home devices, and surgery. What did you discover?
Well, it's an it's something that we've talked about a lot within our business as to where beauty devices sit. And I think we talked about in France, you know, everyone knows about skincare and everyone knows about clinics, but not everyone knows about home use beauty devices. Yeah. So where do they sit? And that's really the question we wanted to try and understand. And I've been always a great advocate that these are not here to replace skincare and they're not here to replace a clinic. Okay, so you can't get the result at home in most cases.
Yeah.
But not everyone can go to a clinic. Not everyone can afford a clinic all the time.
We agree.
We're in tough economic times. So these are finding their place. And the question we wanted to ask is where? And what we did was we found a sort of sliding scale. And we said, look, skincare can only do 0 to 5, okay, for example. A device at home can probably do 6 or 7. And a clinic treatment can do a bit more, whether it's Botox, Restylane, collagen, fillers. There is no doubt having a Botox treatment, you know what you're getting at the end of the treatment.
Of course.
So we found that people saw this as going where, and this is how we are starting to articulate it, as going where skincare can't go.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Mm. So there's no doubt you can put your skincare on in the morning, you go through your regime. You simply cannot get the result with that like this compared to putting an LED mask on for 20 minutes.
Okay.
So it's finding where skincare ends, where beauty device starts, and where clinic treatment starts well, and finding its position, its niche within the beauty device market. And nobody's thinking of it like that. Mm. But we think for our education of talking to people, talking to our customers, we need to tell them it's not skincare, it's not medical surgery.
Yeah.
Mm. And there's no doubt there's also a movement, certainly in the UK, towards more natural looking treatments. Yeah. So away from what's often called like an alien look into a more natural face look. And we mentioned about Pamela Anderson in Paris Fashion Week without her makeup on. I think the same thing is applying a little bit to treatments. And these treatments, of course, are non-invasive.
Yeah,
You don't really feel very much with any of them, maybe a bit of warmth. Occasionally with microcurrent, you might feel like the contracting and relaxing of the muscle, but it's, you know, it's not uncomfortable. And there's no downside.
Mm.
I think people often think that beauty devices are now a big thing. Actually, I believe we are at the start of the journey, not at the end of it.
Okay. Future looks good. You had a pop-up in Le Printemps here in Paris a few weeks ago. What was the experience like?
Well, it was an amazing experience. We were sat between La Mer and La Prairie.
Not bad.
In one of the most famous beauty halls in the world, in the most amazing setting. So for Current Body as a brand to be seen in such company was a huge, hugely proud moment for the business to be accepted in there. And we didn't just see some customers. We also had amazing influencers come and see us from all over the world. And I think for a profile piece on Current Body, it was a hugely significant step. And even last night when I was in the hotel, somebody asked me what I did and they'd been to our pop-up in Printemps. So fantastic. And we've done a few now. And So we have one actually in Hong Kong, which is in Joyce Beauty, which is doing amazing as well. Actually, that's becoming more of a permanent fixture. And I have to watch this space where the next ones are coming.
Yeah. You didn't have one in the UK?
Yes, we have one in the UK. So we have two. We have one in Selfridges. And then we also had one in a really famous store called John Bell and Croydon, which is just off Harley Street, which your listeners may have heard of. It's a famous medical street in London. And we felt this was a really ideal position for devices because, if I may, people don't come in and say, oh, I'm going to go and buy this today. They come in, they might have a look at it, they need to be educated.
Yeah, of course.
And one of the reasons why devices have worked so well online is because of the rich content you can provide. And one of the reasons why they failed a little bit at the beginning, many years ago, is that when they were in traditional bricks and mortar stores, the people standing on the concessions were not able to give
the proper information
to their guests. Yeah. And I think that was one of the false starts that beauty devices had.
Mm-mm-mm. And what can we expect for the future? More technologies, more products, or maybe the opening of current body shops, institutes in brick and mortar?
Well, I haven't got my crystal ball with me.
No.
But I think there's no doubt that technology is going to continue to improve. Why would it not? And the same as everything, it's going to improve. I don't think you're going to see hugely significant changes in the tech itself, but I think you're going to find that devices are used for multi-treatments. Mm. I think eventually you're going to find that skincare and devices are combined a little bit more. So some of the big companies will get involved in whether, and I might be completely wrong, but how they can deliver some of the skincare using the tech to help the delivery systems. I think that's likely.
Yeah. Mm.
And you can see it starting.
It's starting.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Actually, no one's quite got it right.
Yeah.
But I think once the big skincare companies get involved, it will become a little mainstream.
Did they approach you?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
My word of caution on this is that most people, men and women, are time poor. And they also, most people don't like change. Mm. So changing skincare routines is probably one of the hardest things. And I'm sure you have many guests who talk about it. And getting somebody to change from one skincare product or hair care product to another, they become very loyal, right? Very loyal in what they do.
Yeah.
So the success of these devices, like an LED mask, is because it's simple and it's quick. The minute you have to start using technology with your skincare, suddenly you lose even more time in the morning or in the evening. And so this is my caveat to why it may take a bit of time to educate that this is the way to do it,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Yeah. And could you end this sentence, please? I never thought it or I would have.
I never thought I'd be in Paris talking about Current Body and how global and successful the business has been when I first started it in 2009. Sometimes you have to take a step back and realize actually, you know, where we were to now, to have our own products and to be speaking to, you know, hugely important people like yourself in the beauty industry is a great honor for me. And also just shows how far not just the business has come, but also the industry. You know, we talked off air about how in France, you know, beauty devices weren't as accepted as they have been in other territories like US, UK, Germany, actually, particularly Asia, where maybe they're 5 years ahead. So, it's really interesting to see the levels of education and interest in France is starting to pick up.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you think it took a long time, or did you think it would be faster?
Well, I suppose you can only sell more products if you've got the products to sell. And so, you know, I it's not something you can rush. You can't go and make, you know, I think skincare evolves all the time, doesn't it? So you could go and make another cream and it probably wouldn't take too long. Making a device is complicated.
Yeah, of course.
Even now, you know, through the last few years, away from beauty, just getting components for cars and everything else. So things take time to develop, and just regulations take sometimes years. I wish it had been faster. But it hasn't been. The only thing that really developed quite quickly at the beginning was cleansing.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows that they wash their face, so it was probably an easy entry to it. And you may know Clarisonic, which was the story, was really a toothbrush turned into a toothbrush for the face, using sonic waves. And the same people who developed Philips Sonicare toothbrush developed Clarisonic. So, you know, beyond them, there weren't a huge number of movers and innovators in this market. So we had to be patient.
Yeah.
But the being patient meant we stayed very focused. And it meant we stayed as an expert. And my view of business, certainly online, is there's always room for one expert. So there's lots of generalist beauty companies and retailers and online players. And then there's always one who's an expert. And our job is to make sure that when your listeners or our customers go on our website, they feel like we're an expert and we give them interesting, informed and correct information that sets their expectations at exactly the right levels.
Yeah.
Why it works, why it might not work, why it would work with one type of hair type, skin type. Mm. What happens if it doesn't work? Are you doing it right? Mm. That's what being an expert is, as opposed to having a device or maybe a mask listed on your website or in a store and it sits next to a toothbrush and they have the same information next to each one. Mm-hmm. So that's really important for us.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you very much. It's been really nice speaking to you. Thank you for having me on.
C'est déjà terminé. Le temps passe si vite. Merci de nous avoir écoutés. Si cet épisode vous a plu, pensez à nous laisser une note et un commentaire sur Apple Podcasts ou sur la plateforme d'écoute de votre choix. Et puis, parlez de Beauty Toaster à au moins deux personnes de votre entourage. Ça m'aiderait énormément. Enfin, n'oubliez pas, désormais, on se retrouve tous les vendredis, première heure. Alors, à la semaine prochaine !